The Guardian.
The United Nations is warning that rising food prices could cause global unrest and political instability. The warning from Under-Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, John Holmes, came in the wake of 2 days of rioting in Egypt, where prices of some basic foods have doubled. Mr. Holmes said the security implications of the food crisis should not be underestimated. Guardian Environment correspondent David Adam tells us what's behind the price rises.
They think it's mainly the price of oil. The price of oil is at record highs, so therefore the price of diesel is very expensive. Use a lot of diesel to move food around. Transport costs are a big influence on the price of food on the shelves.
And which countries are really feeling the pinch of this problem?
Well, it's usually in the developing world, because we in the West are sort of rich enough to cope with these increases at the moment. So we've seen big problems in Africa. We've seen riots in Egypt this week. We've seen riots in Cameroon, Mozambique, Senegal. There were riots in Haiti last week. There have been similar issues, if not the similar scale of protests and riots across Asia. We've seen countries like China and India have curbed their rice exports to try and protect their domestic supplies. And in South America, we've seen the price of corn has go up an awful lot in Mexico.
And what's actually behind these riots when they break out? Is it the sheer unavailability of food?
I think it's the prices. I think people are just demonstrating that they can't afford to buy what they could buy a year ago. And then, as is often the case, these demonstrations turn violent.
And to what extent is climate change thought to be having an impact?
I don't think it's having a direct impact in the effects of climate change, temperature and rainfall and so on, at least not that they've found. I think there's an indirect impact in that one of the ways that we are trying to combat climate change is to produce biofuels, which are fuels from crops and plants. And in some cases, you use the same crops that would go to feed animals, you actually turn them into fuel. In other cases, you use the land to grow crops for fuel rather than food. So there is a pressure on the food supply, an added pressure from all of that land being used to produce biofuels.
And also, people's diets are changing, aren't they?
Yes, across the developing world, it seems to be as people get richer, they want to eat more meat. Meat consumption soaring in China, and you have to feed the animals something, and an awful lot of the crops that we grow actually go into animal feed.
And so what can be done? What are the experts saying?
Well, they are hopeful that the rice production might increase slightly this year, which should ease some of the pressure. But there's not a great deal that you can do about it, especially as the demand for biofuel looks set to increase. There's an awful lot of concern about it, but in Britain we're pressing ahead with our own biofuel legislation, which comes in next week, which means that we will have to use a certain amount of biofuel in our petrol and diesel. America have got plan to grow an awful lot of biofuel. And so I think we're going to see high food prices here for a while, if not indefinitely.
The Guardian's David Adam.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.